You're listening to SBS News.
Touching down in Tokyo, Alex Sigley is now a free man after more than a week in detention in North Korea. Since arriving safely in Beijing, the 29-year-old has now reunited with his wife, who lives in Japan. While his future travel plans are unknown, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton had some clear advice.
I'd stay in Japan, I'd go back to South Korea, I'd come back to Australia. All of those would have to be better options before he returns to North Korea, and we've got advisories out to that effect warning people. So it needs to be an application of common sense here, and I don't think he'd put himself back in that situation. Yeah.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has echoed the sentiment.
Probably pretty good advice for Alec, but it's probably pretty good advice for every single Australian as well.
Alex Sigley has released a short statement thanking the Australian and Swedish governments.
I just want everyone to know that I'm okay and to thank them for their concern for my well-being and their support for my family over the past week. I intend now to return to normal life, but wanted to first publicly thank everyone who worked to ensure I was safe and well.
Now happily reunited with his wife, he's also confirmed he has spoken to his family in Perth. But questions about what exactly happened to the student in North Korea remain unanswered. Deakin University's Dr. Zunanin Zadith Cummings, a North Korea researcher, says his detention was unusual.
Other Westerners that we've seen detained in North Korea and other foreigners have tended to be involved with something like suspected espionage or illegally entering the country. But in Alec's case, we don't know of anything like that. So it's quite strange to see him having been detained. We don't know the specifics about why Alec was detained. And again, we may come to find out or we may never know.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade hasn't altered its travel advice for Australians thinking of going to North Korea, but continues to urge them to reconsider their need to travel. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.